next season. Round 8 of the NRL winds up tomorrow with Anzac Day matches between the Roosters and the Dragons and Melbourne against the Warriors. GWS Giants defender Heath Shaw has apologised for his offensive sledge against Sydney Swan Tom Papley on Saturday night. The insult could be heard by TV viewers. Former Wallabies coach Alan Jones has called for the sacking of New South Wales Waratahs coach Darryl Gibson. It follows the Waratahs' embarrassing loss to the struggling Southern Kings on Friday night. Boxing great Manny Pacquiao has arrived in Brisbane to promote his fight against Jeff Horn in July. The 38-year-old has told reporters he knows little about his Australian opponent. Melbourne City marquee Tim Cahill says he's shattered by his team's early exit from the A-League finals. City was stunned 2-0 by Perth Glory last night. Perth will now play Sydney FC in the finals. An extra time goal from Alexis Sanchez has given Arsenal a 2-1 win over Manchester City in the FA Cup semi-final at Wembley. The Gunners will take on Chelsea in the final. And in Premier League results, Crystal Palace has upset Liverpool 2-1, Manchester United beating Burnley 2-0. Sydney weather now, mostly sunny with a slight chance of an afternoon shower. Top temps of 25 in the city and 26 in the west. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Tomorrow, be coffee clever with a free 7-Eleven regular coffee or refreshing iced coffee available with any purchase every Tuesday until May 2. Conditions apply. Good call, 7-Eleven. Now, Lansvale, the Hume, approaching Knight Street. There's a dirt spill westbound direction. Lane 3 remains open. There's a breakdown over Mascot, Wentworth Avenue and Drainsfield Avenue, westbound direction. There's a breakdown over Stanmore, Parramatta Road at Percival Road, westbound lane 1. And Canal Road, approaching Burrows Road, there's a two-car accident, eastbound direction there at St Peter's, causing some problems with motorists. Now, starring Geoffrey Rush, Genius is a story of how Albert became Einstein. Premieres tonight at 8:30 on National Geographic Channel, only on Foxtel, or stream instantly on Foxtel Play. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Hurry, Bing Lee's Easter deals end soon. Come in and grab a bargain today, or shop online at binglee.com.au while stocks last.
Ready for the 2017 Darley Scone Cup Carnival?
Friday, May 12, features the Cup, the English 2-year-old challenge, and the Noel Leckie Country Cup.
Saturday, the 13th, is highlighted by the English 3-year-old Guineas, Emirates Park Dark Jewel Classic, and four listed races, plus fashion and fun galore.
Book your hospitality package or race day tickets now at sconeraceclub.com.au and be trackside for City Class Racing Country Style, May 12 and 13.
This Anzac Day Tuesday, Sky Sports Radio, the New South Wales racing industry and racegoers will pay their respects to all Australians who've served their country. Racing has always been an integral part of Australian life, and the Anzac spirit comes to life at many New South Wales racetracks through mateship and ceremony. Following the dawn services, Racing HQ brings you all the winning information for racing at Randwick with form analysts Ray Thomas and Lizzie Gels. Anzac Day Racing, this Tuesday on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And good morning everyone, Sean Cosgrove at 7 past 10 and a great day of racing today at Grafton. We're going to find out all that's happening there. Drew Cookson is the track manager. Morning, Drew.
Morning, Sean. How are you going?
I'm terrific, mate. What sort of a day you got?
Oh, we've got a fine day here in Grafton. Yeah, no, terrific autumn's day, mate.
Beautiful. Now, the track, how have you rated that today?
We're on good form this morning, Sean. Yeah, good to see a dry track. And, we've had a little bit of rain through the week, heavy dews, and, should race good form all day.
Gee, that'll be nice. You had your fair share of rain up that way, Drew.
Glad to see the fine weather, I'll tell you.
Yeah, too right. So, a beautiful day and a good fall. Whereabouts will the rail be today?
Mate, we're back to True. We haven't been to True since the February Championship meeting. We're back to True for this showcase meeting today, and probably be the last go at True before our July Cup Carnival. So.
All right. Terrific. Well, we look forward to it. Gary Cleese, he'll find all the winners for us in a moment. Have a top day there, Drew.
I'm sure he will, Sean.
Thanks to Drew Cookson, the track manager at Grafton. And at 10:08, the man with all the winners, joined to Gary Cleese. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, g'day, Sean. How are you, Kent?
Terrific, mate. Just report, as you heard from Drew there, just perfect.
Oh, look, honestly, you would not get a better day. Just said to Rexy Kelly, the starter, what a glorious day, and this is a beautiful time of the year. Just got that little bit of tinge about it, and not too hot, and they've got terrific fields, great prize money here today, being a showcase meeting. You know, you're looking at $16,800 to the winner, so, I mean, it's just outstanding prize money. But, yeah, they've got good fields, and I was only thinking last night, Sean, we're not that far off the July Carnival, probably only about 12 weeks off the... Yeah, it goes around crazy, but the big one's coming up again, and that gives us a bit of lead. Our horses are going for this carnival, but they do a good job here. I mean, it cops a lot of racing through the year, and over the July carnival, five meetings in 10 days, so it hangs up pretty good, the track, doesn't it?
That's one of the busiest carnivals, I reckon, in Australia, the five meetings in 10 days.
You know, it hasn't changed, and I've been here on the Northern Rivers all of Sean 21, 22 years, and it's always been the same. It's just one of those carnivals that year in, year out goes, and we see all the trainers. And I think this year, more so, I'm looking at it as I've been watching the Ballina and the Lismore and the Moorlandbar and Coffs Harbour and Grafton. We're getting inundated with a lot of Queensland horses, and this carnival's just going to even be bigger this year with those influx of those Queensland carnivals. As you can see, Toby Edmund, and you've got Jeff Lloyd here today, you know, there's no days off for him. He's riding in. He's got some great rides for Toby Edmund.
Too right. Now, the first there today is a benchmark 65, put out 3 Answered and 9 Surfers Dolphins. Now, 4 Kobe Creek, 330, 7 Mashani Scout, $4, number 2 Charlie Royale, 440, 6 Coastal Gem is 5 even, number 5 Kilmarnock at 550, then 23 or longer.
Yeah, I'm 7, 4, 2, and 6. I'm with him here, Mashani Scout. I like this horse, and I like Shane Edmonds as a trainer. He's a very, very good trainer. He's an underrated trainer, and he won with him at his first go when he took him to Ahmed Ali, just bolted in. And look, he's probably a little bit stiff. The good man beat him, Zara Bill. She beat him 0.1 of a length. She had all the brakes on the fence, and he had to come around him. But then he came back in. He beat Coastal Gem 13 days ago. He beat her fair and square. That was 2,215. I've got no worries with him at 2,350. And he only goes up a kilo and a half, and young Luke Cumberland sticks with him. I like him. I think 4 KB Creek's a big danger. He's had 3 runs back, and he was run off his legs at 1,000 first up at Eagle Farm. I saw him in the mounting yard when he went second up there, 1,400 metres from the iron motion. Granted, he got a long way out of his ground. He found the line late, and then he's gone back to the Gold Coast and run 1,300 and 1,800 metre race. But he's a winner up to 2,200 metres, and I reckon Matt Dunn will have him spot on today. I give 2 Charlie Royale a real good chance in the race. This is the first time in this preparation he's got up to this type of ground. He's won up to 2,200 metres, and he found the line good enough there at Tamworth over the mile. And 4 Coastal Gem, look, she goes in. She's been placed last 2 here in the Gold Coast, and she seemed to have every chance to beat Mashani Scout the other day and just drops a kilo. But racing really good. She has got a foot on the till. But I'm with the 7. I think he can get another win under his belt. 7, 4, 2, and 6 for me in race 1.
Race 2, 1 Argent of 12, 3 Double Space, 8 Tycoon Rosses, 17 Tapper, and 18 Western Alliance come out. Now here, number 6 Impregnable is $1.90, 13 The Ridge, 480, 12 Betty Good, 550, 2 The Last, $6, then 5 Pardo River is 19, 7 Swielven is 23, 9 Excellent Giveaway, 31, 14 That's Madness, 41, and then after that it's 51 or better.
Yeah, look, I'm with him here, Impregnable, the former Victorian, 6, 5, 7, and 12. Now, Toby Edmonds has got him now. He's formerly trained by Mick Price. He'd had 6 runs in Victoria, and he was placed 5 times. His Ballarat run was good. His sale run was good. He led there at Ballarat. He's given him 1 soft trial, Toby, and Jeff Lloyd rode him in the trial. I think he wanted to have a good feel of this guy, and he came out of the gate, and he came out really humming. He wanted to over-race a tad, and Lloyd said, they come back, you know, I want to teach you something, and he sat in behind the 2 leaders. Look, he wasn't knocked around. He was beaten 3.9 lengths. He never even moved on him all the way down the running. And he is a Bob's horse, and that's why he's here. And, I mean, you look at that prize money today, $16,800 plus $5,000 Bob. He gives you $21,800 for a maiden on the country circuit. So I think he's found the right race. Really taken with a fight, Paru Rivers run first up. He is one lovely big horse, and he hadn't had a run for about 8 or 9 months. He went up to win. He put in about a shorty about 100 metres out. Low NRS grabbed him and beat him right on the line. But he's such a big bodied horse, I reckon he'll be a lot more fitter in the mounting yard. Sylvan, the 7, got a big watch on him. Brian Dias, Eagle Farm. He run 3rd on debut. when he sat three wide the trip in a good race behind Secret Mo at the Sunshine Coast. Then he went to Doomben. He went over the top. He hasn't throttled him. He draws good. And Brad Stewart's here to ride him. I've got a big watch on him. And the 12, Betty Good, I like the debut run. She did everything right. She just probably needed that. Just a little bit of a sticky gait, but just having a look at her in the mounting yard that day on debut, Sean, she had a heap of improvements trained by Johnny Shelton here on her home track. 6, 5, 7 and 12 in race 2.
All right, now the third event, scratch numbers 2, Camillo, 4, General Nelson, 7, Nothing for the Press, 9, Mimi's Choice, 13, Comanche Force, 14, Mind Thief, 15, Wave and 17, Redeemable. Now here, number 10, Mia's Got Class, is $4.20. 3, Dream Master, 440. 8, All About Charlie, 5. 5, Major Brown, 6, along with 11, Vivid Image. 1, Deal Later, $11. 12, Gallant Girl, 13. 6, Cedar Rapids, 14, along with 16, Liberty Pearl. And 18, Craigley Detroit, 81.
Yeah, I tell you what, this is not an easy maid. And I've gone wide here. I've gone 12, 6, 1, and 3. I like the 12, Gallant Girl. I like the way she's come back this preparation. She's only had 6 starts overall, and she's been placed 2. She's by Captain Sonador. And there wasn't a lot of body on her last prep, but he gave her a long break, Jason Riley, and he produced the first up here. She ran second behind Call Me Brad. She ran third here behind Savinia. Now, she dead set should have finished a lot closer. She got hampered really bad out of the gates, and that's why she got back to near last, and she found the line late, beaten 2.2 lengths. She drops 2 kilos here today. I think if she gets fairness out of the gates here today, she's terrific day each way. 6, Cedar Rapids. He's only had the 3 goes. We saw him on debut. He was big in the yard at Balney. Came back and run second at the Sunshine Coast, and he drew a woeful gate there 12 days ago. He threw 15 gate, and he had to work hard to get across, and he was found wanting the last bit. But you would think today from the better alley, he's going to get a lovely run in transit. I like the top weight here, Jewel Lager. I like his debut run, and he looked clean and running. Coming out of the gate, he had no idea what he was doing over the 900 metres. Then he picked a bit up, leaving the 500 metre mark. But I like the way he kept chipping away to the line. I mean, Passion Run, the winner, had a mile on him, but he never shirked his task, and there was a good margin between him and the third horse. So he's bound to improve a lot off that debut run. And 3, Dream Master, he's another one from the Toby Edmonds yard. He's done his first run for Toby. He was formerly trained by Chris Waller. He debuted at Randwick. He got beaten 7 lengths, but 7 horses had come out of the race to win. So obviously it was a good form race. And then he went to the Beaumont, and one horse has come out to win. He's given him a soft trial, but the gate's very important to him. So he'll get a lovely run from that one alley. 12, 6, 1 and 3 in race 3.
Right, here we go to the fourth. Now 10, Queen Cora, 16, Shoot and Drag, and 17, Rocking Horse come out. Now, here the favourite is 14, Wraith of Odin at $3.80, 1, Tizabee, 4.60, 11, St. Element, 4.80, 3, Giovanni Amore is $8, number 5, Grunard Bay at 10, along with 12, The Wheeled, also 10, then 2, Arlington Heights, 14, 8, Mystic Skies, 16, 6, Milady Duchess, 26, 13, Ticketair, 34, along with number 15, Torres del Paine, 9, Oakfield Sunset, 61, 4, Winnico is 81, and 7, Mr. Hooterbell, also 81.
Yeah, look, I ummed and ahed here with these two, the one on the 3. I've gone 1, 3, 11 and 2. I've just linked the Tizzy. I've got one little query with her here. Ben Ahrens has got her at Bay Desi. Terrific trainer, Ben Ahrens. But she hasn't run for 7 weeks, and they've had those floods go up there through Bay Desi. Sean, but I've never seen her in a mounting yard. I've replayed her last 3 runs, or the last 2 runs she ran, second at the Gold Coast and second at Ipswich. But there doesn't look a lot of it. She only looks a little like playing girl. So maybe the 7 weeks wouldn't have hurt her. And not only that, she ran second at the Gold Coast 2 runs ago. 3 winners have come out of it. And then she went to Ipswich and run second behind Fuji Fox, beaten 1.8. And 3 winners have come out of it. She's coming out of form races, but the only worry I've got, whether he's been able to keep that working to her. Giovanni Amore, really good run at the Sunshine Coast behind Fiery Dance. She just kept finding the line really good. A little bit of a tricky gate for her, but I certainly think this is a little bit easier maiden. I've gone with the 11th St. Element. Look, Barry Lockwood, great trainer. He draws a woeful gate here. He's booked Jeff Lloyd to ride. Only runner for him here today. He's coming all the way down from Eagle Farm, and she's had 2 runs back. She got a long way out of the ground in a 1,200 metre race first up and found the line good at 1,400 metres at her next run, running 5th to 16th, beating 1.6 lengths to the Sunny Coast. So, and stepping up to 1,700 metres. I'm just trying to lead into it. He wouldn't have been bringing her down here for nothing, and she's drawn a bad gate, and obviously he gives her a great chance despite the alley. And Juali Tanaichi, a big raw bone fella, he's been looking for a trip, and they sent him to the 1,700 metres here 20 days ago behind Yabulu Lad, beaten 1.3 lengths. He ran second. He's done a really good job, and Yabulu Lad's come out to run second in a class one. So obviously he's improving now. They've stepped him up to a bit of ground. Maybe not the easiest race. The Toppy Old's all the key to the right in the yard, 1, 3, 11, and 2 in race four.
Interesting what you say, Gabe, about Ben Aarons with his track at Bodessa there, got damaged with all the rains. Not only horses missing races, but a lot of them have missed a lot of work too, haven't they?
Yeah, well, and I'm going to talk to Matt Dunn a little bit later on today, and I think he's gone through the same type of thing with his horses. You know, those horses went, well, they went right over the stables or partly up to the doors and that, but... You know, and I mean, you know as well as you're a horseman, you know as well as what horses are in top feed and got grain in them. I mean, you can't knock it out because they've got to hold the bulk in them, but they need that work too, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's made it very hard for a lot of them. Now, the next two out are gone. Number 3, Darkening, and 8, Imperial Dragon come out. Now here, 7, Yabulu Lad is 5 even along with 10, Moonlight Spy. 1 Mile to Ram at $6, along with 4 Rush of Blood, 5 Toast at 9, along with 13 Destiny's General, then 11 Candlelight at 14, 9 Johnny Feedback 18, 5 Mashani Astana 19, 6 Wakatani is 21, 16 The Blues Brother 23, 12 Runaway Jet 26, 17 Jester Dane 34, 14 I'll Miss You, $41 Pop at 18, Rahiba Las Vegas 41. It's an open race, this one, Gary.
Well, I've got here, Sean. He's well weighted. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm 10-7, 4 and 11. Oh, I like this horse here, Moonlight Spy. He's a beautiful big horse. He's putting it all together now. Now, you go back 2 runs ago. He ran second behind Bullet Kid. Bullet Kid went straight to Tamworth to win. 3 winners have come out of the race. He went to Canamble the other day. He had a beautiful run. Greg Ryan rode him, sat him in behind the 2 leaders and let him unleash over the mile. He went bang and he put pay to him. He beat him 2.8. 3 winners have come out of the race. Now, he had 59 the other day. He gets 55 kilos, so he gets 4 kilos less, and he gets up to 1,700 metres, and he's going from a Class 1 only up to a Class 2, and he's got Lloyd aboard. I like him, and he's a dry tracker, too. He needs it on top of the ground. Yeah, I'm liking 7 Yabulu Lad. He won his maiden near 2 runs ago. He won second behind Rush of Blood. I've got no doubt he should have beat Rush of Blood, eh? He was held up at a couple of vital stages in transit. He drops 2 kilos, he draws better. Poor Rush of Blood, he's definitely got to go in because there was nothing wrong with his win here over Yabulu Lad, and he draws the right gate to get a nice little cosy run in behind him. And I'm giving 11 Candlelight a chance. I like him down on the limit weight. He'd no way in the world he ran out the 2,215 here 13 days ago. Prior to that, he's finished behind Galliano in a real strong race, and he has won here before. He's got a definite chance with only half a kilo over the limit. 10-7, 4 and 11 for me in race 5.
The next takeout, 3 Leap of Legend, 4 Tierra Santa, number 5 Alatora, 6 Lucitra, also 14 She Clang, 16 Dagger Boy, and 17 Star Painter. Favourite, 2 Exceedingly Canny, $3.40, 11 Call Me Brad, $5.50, along with 13 Taylor Bay, 10 Wonga, $6.50, 6 Arabian Dancer, $7.50, 1 Anzio at 9, 8 La Corona Montes, 11, number 7 Devland, 21, 12 Yankee Express, 23, 15 Early Opener, 41, and 18 Blinken Trying, 51.
Yeah, just let me, what did you give, what price the 8 La Corona
Montes? The 8 was $11.
Like him, I like this horse, he's a really, really nice horse, and he's just really... started to mature up. Stephen Lee only gave him 9 runs for. He had 9 runs last prep, but he resumed him first up at Ipswich, and he runs second there beyond Miss Cantering. He's only beaten 2.8, but he had to do an awful lot of work from about that 700 metre mark. He had to take off on him Daniel Griffin and track him up, and maybe just halfway down the run he looked a chance of picking him up, and his condition just blew out, but that run would have just topped him off. He's coming out of good form race at last prep on melted moments and on slow. And like I said, he's just taken a while to really pick the game up and mature. But I like his first up run. Top 8 Anzio is one lovely horse. He's a former Victorian horse by command. Terry McCarthy's got him. Terry's only had him for the 2 runs. He's running first up on a bottomless track at Dermot. He never handled it whatsoever, beaten 13.5. But he was huge the other day behind Zuma. Connie was beaten 1.4 lengths, and still looking at him in the yard. He's just one of those little nuggety guys that would improve off the run. 3, Exceedingly Canny. She's another former Victorian. She's in a very astute yard. Laurie Richardson's got her now. Here we talk about another Bow Desert horse, but he did bring her here and he trialled her here 13 days ago, maybe to just get that little bit more work underneath her. And she trialled really good. She just let him up in the trials and she wasn't knocked around. She runs second in the trial easily. She could have won it. She draws good, and young Brookie Ainsworth rode her in the trials. And the Big Watch horse is a really good horse, the 6 Arabian Dancer. He resumes here. Another former Victorian horse that we saw him win at Port Macquarie. He just blew Pickles away. And then he did a lot wrong at Taree, but he's kicked him out, Greg Owens. He's real good trainer, Greg, and he hasn't trialled him this time in. So I think he holds a lot of keys in the race. He's a pretty smart horse on his day. 8, 1, 2, and 6 for me in race 6.
The next one out, 3 Hydrazine, 11 Chili's AM, number 14 Dragon Street, and 15 Champagne Warrior. Favourite, 8 Amalek Millie at 5 even, 6 My Little Flicker at $6, 2 Red Bowers, and 7 My Cousin Bossy, and 12 DeSteva, all at $7. Then 1 Rocky King at 4 Hide the Moon at $7.50, 6 Polsky Prince 13, 9 Art's Got a Gun 14, along with 10 Knight Templar, and 13 Cannizzaro 41, nearly everything given an each way chance.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, really good race this, Sean. Really good race. I'm with the 8. I'm 8, 4, 5, and 1. I'm with a little here, Amalek Millie. She's had a couple of runs back. She ran second at the Gold Coast first up. She ran second at the Sunny Coast behind Prime for Destiny. She was only beaten 0.1 of the length. They run 58, 12. Really good little mare here. She's a 4 times winner, and 3 of her wins have been here. And I like this little mare. There's not a lot of her. And I like it when she gets down around that limit weight. And today she's got a limit weight. And he's rode her last 2, Scotty Galloway. And he's here to ride it today. And with that speed in the race, I reckon she can get across and follow Hyde the Moon. He's the big danger, Hyde the Moon, because he's a very good horse here. He's a 4 times winner here. He draws good, and he run him ragged here the other day when he won 7 weeks ago. And I like that little bit of a break for him. The fresher, the better. And he did run 56-56 and run the record here to win here 7 weeks ago. My little flicker. Look, a better mare when she gets over a little bit more of a trip, 1,200, 1,300. But with the speed here, if they are making a mistake up in front, she's the mare that's going to get back and find the line. And how would you leave this top lady out, Sean, Rocky King? Have a look at the prize money with him. He's won over $500,000 in prize money, $575,000. He ran second at Eagle Farm 3 runs ago, run 5th there behind Upstart Pride, and then he went to Durman in an open. He gets a country open today, draws 2 gates. And this horse is a 16 times winner, and he's a 12 times winner at the 1,000 metres. So, high class horse, draws good, dry track suits him. He's a definite player, the top weight Rocky King. Pretty good race, 8, 4, 5, and 1 for me in race 7.
All right, the final event, pull out 1 Bernie of Babylon, 6 Mr. Snowman, 17 Lilouette, and 18 By Baby. Now here, number 8, Zoomicon 5 even, 11 Victory Parade is 6, 9 Queen Charlotte, 6.50. 7, Mr. Spin at 8.50, 4, Luan at 9, number 10, Shoreline is 9.50, 13, Push the Sky Away, 10, 12, Destiny's Last, 14, 15, Melted Moment, 16, 2, Schopenhauer, 17, 3, Fast Lad, 21, 5, Onslow, and 16, the 1 hour first one, both 26, 14, all in all is 81.
Yeah, good race for 2, the last 8, 9, 11 and 2, he just loved it here, Zoomicon. He's only won the 3 and they've all been here. He just giggled when he came to the mounting out of here first up. Brian Dias has got him at Eagle Farm. I'll say one thing, he hadn't trialled him going into that. I know he had a little bit of a private jump out, but he had him wound up. He jumped plenty of work, his coat was really good and he was on the toe. But I like when Brad Stewart started him up from the 13 gate, he made him work hard, so he did plenty of work down the back till he actually got there. But down the run, and when he asked him to really pick up and drive, he went bash and put him away pretty easy. Now, that was 1,100 metres. He goes to the 1,200 where he's 1 for 1. He got the track, and felt like him. He'd be nice and wound up again here today. 9, I've got the danger, Queen Charlotte. I still reckon this big mare's looking for this big track here. She runs second 2 runs ago and runs second at Moorlambar. She'll be stalking a quick speed here today. 11 Victory Parade holds a lot of keys. Smart little mare. She was cracking last preparation. Toby Edmonds has got her. She draws good, and he's given her 2 solid trials. 3rd in a Gold Coast trial at the first one, and then 5th at the next trial, but she wasn't asked to do a lot in that trial. And I would have moved this horse up a lot more, Schopenhauer. He's a really nice horse by Sabaville. He's only had the 1 run for the new stable. He's a former Victorian, but Leo Clapham's got him at Casino, but he's got a tricky gate to contend with, but there was a heap of improvement when we saw him resume here for the new yard beyond Zoomicon, only beaten 1.5, but he just needs a little bit of luck from that real tricky gate. 8, 9, 11 and 2 for me in the last, Sean.
All right, now, what are your standouts today, Gary, and you really like?
Yeah, I like race 5, number 10, Moonlight Spy. I like him. I think he's beautifully weighted. Lloyd aboard with only a kilo over the limit. coming off that last start win. And race 6, number 8, Lee Coronamon. I haven't seen him in the yard this preparation. Like I said, he's only had the one run back at Ipswich, but I like his first up run. I think he'll strip a lot fitter here today. So race 5, number 10, race 6, number 8 are my two best quaddy numbers. We're going to go wide in a few legs, 10, 7 and 4 in the first leg, 8, 1, 2, 6 in the second leg, 8, 4, 5, 1, and then 8, 9 and 11 in the last leg, Sean. But they've got everything made set up, they've got beautiful weather, they've got a terrific track and the rail's in that tree position. So racing will be really good here today, Sean.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Gary. I'll get you quite, we've got the whole lot there, so we'll talk to you later on and get the late mail.
Good on you, Sean, and I'll talk to you later on, mate.
Thanks, right. Gary Cleese, yeah. There, and a beautiful day. Weather fine, good for today, Grafton. 28 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tabs Bundle Bet. Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Gamble responsibly.
Hurry, Bing Lee's Easter deals end soon. Come in and grab a bargain today or shop online at bingley.com.au while stocks last.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 projected Big Six pool at Royal Randwick on Anzac Day. And now you can prepare for the punt, watch racing live and relive the action with the Tab app. You can even watch races while you scroll out great odds and bet. So what are you waiting for? Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Leanne West with Sport Headlines. West Tigers chair Marina Goh has urged fans to respect captain Aaron Woods after he was booed during the warm-up to yesterday's win over Canterbury. Woods responded with a man-of-the-match performance against the club he's expected to join next season. Boxing great Manny Pacquiao has arrived in Brisbane to promote his fight against Jeff Horn in July. The 38-year-old has told reporters he knows little about his Australian opponent. Perth Glory has stunned Melbourne City 2-0 to book an A-League semi-final berth against Sydney FC. An extra time goal from Alexis Sanchez has given Arsenal a 2-1 win over Manchester City in the FA Cup semi-final at Wembley Stadium. The Gunners will take on Chelsea in the final. Meantime, an upset in the Premier League with Crystal Palace beating Liverpool 2-1. And Romania's Fed Cup captain, Ilie Năstase, has been suspended by the International Tennis Federation for verbally abusing British players and the umpire. The former French and US Open champion also made an offensive remark about Serena Williams's pregnancy. I'll be back with more sport and news at 11 on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sports Radio. It's time for Going Greyhounds. With all the news from kennels and courses around the country, here's Mark Duclos.
And a very good morning. Welcome along to Going Greyhounds, this 24th day of April 2017. A big show coming up. We're going to speak with Donna Campbell, who will play a leading hand in the Group 3 Nowra Summer Puppy Classic Final, which will be held this evening. Donna's got three runners in that race. She had a night out at Nowra last week. She took four runners to Nowra. She won three heats at the Puppy Classic and another of the sprint races there with Big Gora. Michael Floyd from the Sandown Park Greyhound Club will be along as we talk Speed Star, which comes up on May the 11th, those four two-dog match races, and they offer so much excitement, and I can tell you, punters absolutely love them. Luke Gatehouse from Albion Park will be along as we preview the Group 2 Bogey Lee Futurity Final to be run this Thursday night as well.